Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Tainis Davov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, towards the end of Halacha Dalit. At the two dots, there's a few lines above the Mishnah. So, Gemara Tani Mutar Lechol at She'or Mizrach Divrei Rebbe. So, we learned in the Mishnah that the first Tanesim that the Yechidim do, they're allowed to eat during the night. Until when can they eat? So Rebbe says, At She'or Mizrach, until dawn. Shum Gamliel Oimer ad Kriyas Agever, until the call of the Gever. What is the call of the Gever? Says the Gemara, Matamud Loimer ad Kriyas Agever. Says the Gemara, Kora Tarnagoyal, until the rooster calls out, which is a little bit before dawn. That's the Girsa of Rav Chaim. Yoshon V'omad, also. But if you went to sleep and he woke up before dawn, he's not allowed to eat. V'shalo Yitno, if he didn't do it tonight. Avalim Yitno Mutter. If a person had in mind when he went to sleep that I'm going to eat when I get up, he can eat before dawn, as long as it's still dark, if he had that in mind before he went to sleep. Halacha is Zok Temishno, Yigia Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Once Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes, and rain did not come, V'lo Yoduk Shomim, Beis Din Goyzim Sholosh Tanir Sela Tzibur. So Beis Din put three Tanesim on the Tzibur. You can eat when it's dark. Umitarim b'malachim, not to work. Uve rechitzo, and you can take a shower. Uve sichop, or a person can anoint himself. Uve nilas a sandal, he can wear shoes. Uve tash shemito, and they're allowed in relations. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan called tiny shebezdin goyzim lahafsik einu boris umenikois misanois bom. Whenever bezdin they have a gzero, that with hafsaka, hafsaka means to be mafsik and be boidioi means you don't eat before dark. So it's a 24-hour tainis. Einu boris uminikos misanas bom. So pregnant women and nursing women do not do a tainis. It's too long of a tainis for them to fast. Omar Shmuel bar Yitzchok near in Dvorim kishegozu kfar shaloi lahafsik. That's only if the gzeira started without having a hafsaka. Meaning this tainis was supposed to be that you can eat the night. Then they went and they upgraded it to a full, a 24-hour tainis. On this you say, the pregnant nursing woman should not fast. It was a tainis, that if from the beginning they said you have to have a 24-hour fast, meaning it's a chomer dik tainis, and pregnant nursing woman should do a tainis. V'tani ken, we see a brayse this way, they fast the Tisha B'Av in Yom Kippur the full day, and the first three Ta'anesim they fast because it's not a full day, and the second set of Ta'anesim they also fast. When it's seven, it's too much, they don't fast there. When they fast, they don't fast, they don't, you know, have pleasure that those days. They only eat and drink in order to sustain the baby, but not more than that. When you say the second set that they do fast, aren't we talking about it's a full day fast, and you say that pregnant nursing women have to fast? Meaning we mentioned that nursing and pregnant women don't fast, and now here it says they do fast. The difference is, did they guys are a 24-hour fast, only a 12-hour fast? Says the Gemara, so Rabbo bar Zavda Yitzchok bar Tavli b'Shav Yochanan, afilu gozru miyad lo hafsik inu boris uminikus misanas bom. He comes to argue and it says no. Even if it's a 24-hour fast, these fasts that originally could have been a 12-hour fast, even if it's a 24-hour fast, these fasts a pregnant nursing woman don't fast them because it's not good, not healthy for the baby. Halacha vav zok the Mishnah. If the first set of Tainesim for the Tzibur passed and they were not answered, there was no rain, Beis Din Goyzim Oichalosh Taniyos La Tzibur. So Beis Din Goyzim is the second set of Tainis on the Tzibur, and this one, Oichli Mishoisim Boidyom, you can eat and drink only before the fast starts, meaning before the night. But once the evening comes, you have to fast, it's a 24-hour fast. Vasurim B'Meloch, they can't do Melocha, Uber Chitzel, they can't wash, Uber Sichu, they can't anoint, Uber Nil is a sandal, they can't wear shoes, Uvitashu Shamito and the Osram relations, Venoyalim Esa Mechatzois, they lock up the bathhouses. So the Gemara in the Vov Amud Beis. Rav Zehir, Rav Shem, Rav Yir, Mer, Ho'isa Melocha B'Tainis Tzibur, Ho'isa Melocha B'Yom Mekippurim. To do a Melocha on a Tainis Tzibur is equivalent to do a Melocha on Yom Kippur, meaning it's Osram. Matam, what's the source? It says in the Pasuk, Ketshu Tzoyim, Kiru Atzoro. You do a Tzoyim, and they call the Atzoro not to do Melocha. But we learned that Laila Mutar Vayyim Asur. So you're not allowed to do melacha during the day, but in the night of the time, you're allowed to do melacha. That's not like Yom Kippur. Isfuam mishas asifasam. Because you have to look in the pasuk. The same pasuk says when they gather the people. When do they gather the people? In the morning to come and daven. So that's when melach is asur. The Gemara now comes to mention minhagim to say which minhag is a good minhag, which minhag is not a good minhag. Nishaya woman, the noagan de lulimivad uvdo bepukishupto. Woman that have a minhag not to do a melach on moitzi Shabbos, ain't a minhag. That's not a real minhag. That's a mistake. If they do a min, they don't do melacha until Ma'ariv ends, minhag, that's a good minhag. The woman, they have a minhag not to do melacha on Monday and Thursday when there's a tiny sibur. Ainu minhag, it's not a minhag not to do it. There's no source to that minhag. Adi spanet hanisa, minhag. But if they have a minhag not to do it during davening of the tinis, then it's a good minhag. Piyoimo de aruvoso. If people have a meaning not to do melacha on a Shana Rabo, ain't no meaning. It's not a good minuk. Minuk of Ilael, but if from the afternoon after mincha, minuk, because you're getting ready for Yom Tov. The minuk of woman not to do melacha on Rosh Chodesh is a good minuk, is a minuk that's the woman took upon themselves. Of Zeiro, Nashaya, the Nogon, the Lulim, Mishtio, Min the Av, Olil. Woman, they have the minuk not to weave once Chodesh Av comes in. Minug. It is a minug. Why they don't do shtiyo? It's a play with words. They don't do shtiyo, which means the shti of the weaving, the warp, because they have in shtiyo, where the base of English was, stopped. Ma'atam, what's the source? Ki ha-shosoyis ha-reisun. The shosoyis stopped, which was referring to having a shtiyo, to the shti of the weaving. Omechino called dvori minug. It says, always when you have a minug, the minug is a good minug. Here's the Gemara brings another example. Ayin de shitin havun b'migdol tzvayayo. Meaning there's atzei shitim. These trees were in this place. And that was the place where they brought the wood to build the oron in the midbar. And therefore that a minug not to use this wood. Also v'shonu Rav Chananyo chavrein derabonon. They came and asked Rav Chananyo, ma'o mivud bo mavido? Are you allowed to work with them? Are you allowed to use this wood? Because your forefathers had they were noig yisur, al teshanu minug of yisechem noich nefesh. Don't change the minug of your parents. Noich nefesh refers to minuchas nefesh, like saying zichron levrocha. Rabbi Elazar b'shem Rav Avoyin said kol dovah shu mutor v'utoy bebe yisur nishul matirim loy. Something which is mutor, principle by mistake is noig yisur. So he comes and asks about it, and you allow your matir to him. But something he knows is mutter. But he has a meaning to be a certain. He's not making a mistake. That's the meaning of his fathers. Nishol vein materially, if he asks, if he could stop it, you don't allow him to stop it. Continues the Gemara, it says, Berechit, says in the Mishnah that these Tanesim, you're not allowed to shower, you're not allowed to bathe. Zeiro bar chamo yoyse bredi vishu belevi b'shem yoshu belevi betanisimu machitz yodo v'pono v'raglov kedarkoi. Even though you're not allowed to bathe, he can wash his hands, his face, and his legs as usual. Betishabov machitz yodo, he can wash his hands, umavir and upono, and then he can take the leftover water that he has in his hands and put it on his face, but he cannot just wash his face directly. Piyom kippurim machitz yodo, Yom Kippur, you can wash his hands. You will wipe it with a towel. Puts the towel on his face. So it's even further indirect. Rav Yoino, he took a cloth. He put it under the barrel for it to get wet. Says the Gemara, but we said that the same halachas that apply to Tisha B'Av apply to Tanya Tzibur, except for Yisur Melacha when the place where there is a minug. Except that everything is the same. So why here are you differentiating? The Gemara does not answer this question. Says the Gemara, a person is going to visit his Rebbe, to visit his daughter, and he goes into the water or by Nor in the river, even though he gets wet, even though he says, I'll do rechitzo, here he's not going, he doesn't have the intention of rechitzo, has intention just to pass through the water, and therefore there's not a problem. Nisanfu roglov, if his legs got dirty, matbilim b'mayim ein choshish, he can put it into water, because the rechitzo, which is also is only rechitzo of tainug, not to clean a dirt. Hoy Rabbo Kahin Tanya, Rabbo Paskin like this Braiso. Hoy Ravacha Bivo Minaderech, Ravacha Paskin, someone comes from this way, for you Raglov Kayur Solov, and his legs are hurting, is painful. Shemutu Lachitz Mamayim, he can put into water, he's not doing for Tainug, he's doing in order to relax his feet. Continues the word of Zayin and Mudalev, Tani says the Braiso, Ovel Uminude, An oval, someone who has avelus, menude, they put him into cheirim, they're not allowed to wear shoes. Shayom, mahalchim baderech, they're walking in the way. Mutorim, b'niel, is a sandal, they could put on shoes. You're not allowed to wear shoes for tainug in their house, but you're walking in the way, in the street, they could wear shoes. Keshevo le'ir, yechloitzu. When they come to the city, then they remove the shoes. Something more of a chen betishbo, a chen betayin tzibur. This applies also to tishbo and tayin tzibur. When you're not allowed to wear shoes, you're allowed to wear when you're going on this in the street, when you're walking on a public way, then you could wear shoes. And only not allowed to wear it for tainug in the house. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Tainis Davov.